where the Reds play baseball.
Cincinnati.
And the city where they have the Kentucky Derby is called
Louisville.
Now, the country in Europe that Paris is in would be Paris, France. And the country that where the communists are, that Moscow is in, where they have the communists.
Yugoslavia.
That is one of them. Yeah, Yugoslavia. Also Russia.
Russia.
And the country that's just across from England, Dublin is in. It's an island.
Ireland, England.
If I ask you how far it was from here to, I don't know, Benton, you'd say it was
about 30 miles.
Now, if two people became members of a church, you'd say they
joined the congregation.
Mm-hmm. And in church, we say we pray to
God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the
music.
Now, if somebody, of course you just go to church right down here, you wouldn't have to worry about it, but if somebody was going to a church that was farther away and they had a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, they might say, well, church will be over
when I get there.
The enemy and opposite of God would be called the one name might be Satan.
Oh yeah, the devil.
Mm-hmm. What is it that people think they see at night that frightens them in a graveyard?
Ghosts.
And have you ever heard people talk about a house that they think has ghosts, and they'll call it
a haunted house?
If somebody gave you a choice of two things, you'd say, well, I don't believe I want that one. I believe I'd
take this one.
And somebody trying to get you to go someplace with them, you'd say, well, I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not go.
Have you ever heard people, especially the older people, talking about in terms of how much property somebody has? Have you ever heard them say somebody has a right smart?
A property.
Mm-hmm. You've heard it used that way?
Yes. Uh-huh.
How about with money? Would they use it that way?
Well, they say they have a right smart of money.
Uh-huh. They could use it that way.
Uh-huh.
How about of old? Could they use something like, would people say it's talking about raining? Would they say it rains?
It did a downpour of rain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It rained Mary, I can't think right now. I know the word for it.
We use a lot of words for rain. Rain hard.
Mm-hmm.
Come a pour down rain.
Pour down or
fluid rain.
How about if it was just raining, not raining very hard, just
it was sprinkled.
Sprinkling. Uh-huh. And if it was just so that you could just kind of feel it in the air, you'd say it was
the rain is in the air.
Were they ever, if you were to get up one morning and look across the street and you couldn't see the house across the street on account
of... It did a downpour of rain.
And if,